From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy died last night. He was 77. From member station WBUR in Boston, Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
Edward Kennedy, known as the Liberal Lion of the Senate, died at his home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Kennedy suffered from a malignant brain tumor. He was the youngest and last surviving son of a fabled generation of Kennedys. His own presidential bid failed in 1980. In 2008, Kennedy threw his support behind then-candidate Barack Obama. Speaking at the Democratic National Convention, Kennedy called Obama part of a new wave of change sweeping the nation.
This is what we do. We reach the moon. We scale the heights. I know it. I've seen it. I've lived it. And we can do it again.
Ted Kennedy was elected to the Senate in 1962 and became a powerful voice for health care, the poor, and civil rights. He was the third longest-serving senator in U.S. history. For NPR News, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in Boston.
President Obama called Kennedy the greatest United States senator of our time. In a statement, the president said he valued his wise counsel in the Senate, where he always had time for a new colleague. The widow of Republican President Ronald Reagan said she considered Ted Kennedy to be an ally and dear friend. Nancy Reagan said despite their political differences, they found common ground in support for stem cell research. Engineers at NASA are studying a fuel valve on Space Shuttle Discovery. The part apparently failed during the latest countdown to get the spacecraft off the launch pad. The agency will spend the next couple of days troubleshooting the problem. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
The part is called a fill and drain valve. It's inside an 8-inch wide pipe that feeds hydrogen fuel to the space shuttle's main engines during blastoff. It's a flapper valve that swings open and shut with a pneumatic piston. During the countdown, NASA wasn't sure that the part had sealed the pipe shut the way it was supposed to. NASA's launch director, Pete Nikolenko, says with a full load of explosive fuel, it was tough to be confident whether the problem was in the valve or in a sensor.
The timing seemed to indicate that the valve was closed, but we were not quite convinced that we could ascertain both from upstream and downstream pressures that we did in fact have a closed valve.
Engineers will test the valve today. If it's okay, or if NASA's sure it can launch with a bad sensor, mission managers could try twice to launch on Friday. The first attempt would be very early in the morning and the other very late at night. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The Commerce Department reported this morning that new orders for durable goods jumped 4.9% last month, the largest increase in 2 years. Durable goods are big-ticket items designed to last at least 3 years. Later this morning, the Commerce Department is to issue a new report on new home sales. This is NPR News from Washington. Two Democratic state legislators in Missouri resigned yesterday after pleading guilty to federal charges of obstruction of justice. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Matt Sepik reports.
State Senator Jeff Smith, who'd been a rising star in Missouri politics, admitted he lied to the Federal Election Commission and the FBI during an investigation of his failed 2004 U.S. House bid. Smith's campaign came under scrutiny when the eventual winner, Russ Carnahan, complained of illegal anonymous attack mailings. The investigation was reopened when new evidence surfaced. Smith apologized yesterday.
I apologize to my colleagues in the Senate. I apologize to Congressman Carnahan. And most of all, I apologize to my family.
State Representative Steve Brown also pleaded guilty, as did the campaign treasurer. All could receive federal prison sentences. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
North Korea and South Korea are holding their first talks in nearly 2 years. A delegation from South Korea arrived today at the Diamond Mountain Resort in North Korea for 3 days of discussions. A major issue is expected to be how to reunite families separated by the Korean War in the 50s. North Korea had stopped such meetings last year after the inauguration of a new president in South Korea who has taken a harder line towards the North. The president of Venezuela says he's prepared to break off relations with Colombia because of Colombia's decision to allow the U.S. military access to its bases. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says the arrangement could mean a U.S. military buildup in Latin America that could lead to war. He says there's no possibility of repairing ties with the Colombian government. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.